Pain in the Morning, Wednesday, June 3rd. I figured we'd play a little song from Maxine Waters, you know, kick things up. Oh, I'm sorry, James Brown. Oh, man. How did I let that slip? Unbelievable. I apologize to James Brown. That was uncalled for. Oh, boy. Shout out to everybody out on Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Doing the video podcast. I'm showing you some of my moves. Used to be a breakdancer back on the streets to make money. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. Growing up in the hood, baby. Still got it. I busted out at weddings. I still got it. Don't kid yourself. You don't lose that when you spend that much time doing something. Despite what's going on today, guys, it's still the greatest country in the entire world. Remember that. And the challenge here is to get over these challenges we have and keep it that way. That's why I'm playing this song. Keep that in mind. Still the greatest place in the entire globe. Ask anybody. And if we fall, we got problems globally. So we appreciate the shout outs and the support on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Let's just go right into the news here. We got another podcast coming later today. I love the podcast, the way it turned out, the big Wednesday podcast. We got a Navy SEAL on. The baddest fucker I know. And beyond that, such an inspirational guy. If you're having a tough time out there trying to get through, you know, what's going on, you have challenges, this guy is aces. Aces. Awesome guy. And wait till you hear his story. It's literally terrifying what he had to go through to even be here. I'm surprised there's no movie about this guy. There should be a movie about this guy. He's one of the best operators that, you talk to other guys and, total pro, total man's man, total hero. He's a fucking Superman is what he is. Really is. He's something else. We had a great conversation and I asked some questions nobody else is going to ask him. Because I understand the landscape, what he went through. Other reporters, I watched some other interviews, and they was just like, "You're missing some key points here, folks." So I'm psyched about it, and I look forward to putting that finishing touches on that right after we finish this Pain in the Morning. We just finished the More Pain show on Patreon.com/TruePundit. Just coming off of there, putting the mic back on, bing, bang, boom. So a lot of stuff going on. So you can get those shows, More Pain Show, on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit, and that's really the best way right now to benefit us, and we appreciate it. All the help we can get. Lively debates on there, too, in the forum section. Sometimes, like today, people call me out. From Pain in the Morning today. It's cool. Let's discuss things without dropping sledgehammers and cinder blocks on each other's heads. I'm not right all the time. Maybe according to you. Certainly not in this house. I'm not right all the time. We could have different opinions, right? We don't have to kill each other. Isn't that the whole one of the challenges we face? Be able to disagree and still be Americans. Right? I mean, that's where my head's at, right? one of the things that makes this country or made this country great. I don't know if it's everybody's out to kill it. Where do we live at, after all? We live here. Right? We live in America. Like I said, it's the last outpost of freedom, really. Speckled freedom all over the globe, but this is really the last outpost. We got to do what we got to do to hold on to it. And, man, we got our hands full, if you haven't noticed. So, let's jump into the news. A lot of stuff to tackle. First headline, Antifa kid who smashed a police car window and incited riots, escorted into custody by his mom and dad. I like this story. Brian Bartles, the 20-year-old man who police say turned a protest into a riot on Saturday in Pittsburgh. Oh, these guys are from Western PA. The Yinzers don't play games. Okay? My family's out from Western PA. Don't play games out there. Yinz want to play games downtown. This guy wasn't taking a trip to the Giant Eagle. He got turned in. He turned himself into law enforcement Monday, escorted by his mom and his dad. You get downtown and turn yourself in. Yinz is in big trouble. He faces charges of institutional vandalism, rioting, and reckless endangerment of another person. Law enforcement had been investigating the destruction of a police SUV over the weekend that had been spray painted and then set on fire during the demonstrations. After receiving an anonymous tip from a coworker identifying Bartles as a culprit, police executed a search warrant at his home. During the search, they found two guns, six spray paint cans, gloves, and a sweatshirt. And that suspect had been wearing, the suspect had been wearing during the protest. A video had also surfaced showing a young white male smashing the police SUV's windows and tagging it with spray paint. In the video, the suspect, believed to be Bartles, can be seen dressed in all-black Antifa-like gear. It wasn't Steelers black and gold. It was Antifa black. This guy's out there with a... Pittsburgh Public Safety reported Sunday that 60 businesses and other properties were damaged and all 44 arrests were made as a result of Saturday's protests. Police believe that Bartles' actions, which took place around 4:30 p.m. Saturday, turned the protests into a violent riot. Bartles couldn't even wait till nightfall. What a rookie. I guess he didn't read the Antifa manual or something. Well, that's good. That's a good story. His parents said, that's it. Yinz is going downtown. Big trouble. Get Pittsburgh dad out there. You ever go watch that guy on the internet? Funny guy. It's kind of a, it's a bad story, obviously, that this guy torched a police car and started a riot, but his parents said, nah. What'd they say? Come out of the basement, Brian. Come out of the basement. Put down the Iron City. Put down the Iron City, Brian. Come out of the basement. We're going to Permane's, Brian. Hey, load up. We're going out to Permane's. Get a sandwich. Oh, that's great. Hey, wait a minute. There's no Permane's this part of town. This is a police station. Yeah, that's right, pal. Get out of the car. Turn yourself in. There'll be no Permane's for you, pal. New headline, rioters in Philadelphia blow up ATMs, steal money in overnight heist. Who would have thought you could blow up an ATM? I mean, we're learning all kind of new tricks in this situation. I mean, obviously you could blow it up, but I mean, these guys are really blowing up. They figure, you know, the ATMs are made pretty tough. They beat on these things with sledgehammers and they're like, it won't work and we can't get in. So they just decide to blow it up. That's how it works. At least 10 ATMs were vandalized in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania overnight, and police are still looking for suspects. Maybe they should take some of the parents should take a chapter out of those yinzers out west, western PA. And if your kid has mountains of new cash in the basement down there, maybe it's time to turn them in too. WPVI reported that explosions were heard throughout the night as criminals set off explosive devices to break into ATMs before stealing the cash. In some cases, the ATMs were stolen completely. It makes a nice, it's a nice addition to your home bar. You know, I mean, the slot machine in the arcade game is so passe. What if you want to have something? If you want to have something your other neighbors don't have or your other buddies don't have the ATM machine. Just don't plug it in. The ATMs were located in convenience stores and mini markets. What one such instance occurred around 11 p.m. Monday, 1500 block of West Rockland Street. Go down there, boy. Police said the ATM was taken from inside a mini mart at the location and people responsible got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. There was a similar scene at Sunoco Mini Mart at West Hunting Park and North Broad Street overnight. Windows at the gas station Mini Mart were smashed and debris was left all over the gas station. Police said an unknown amount of money was taken from the ATM. Those are probably PNC ATMs spread all around the city. I mean, I'm thinking, I think PNC has the contract with Sunoco. I know they have the contract with Wawa. Nobody's busting any ATMs from Wawa because you go in there and get a sandwich, and the ATMs are all the way in the back of Wawa, in the store. So, and a lot of them are in the wall. So good luck getting them out. See somebody coming in to buy a shorty. And he's got a crowbar. Maybe call the cops. I don't think he's there to pick up his shorty. And his hot pretzel. Oh, boy. Here's a story. Goodbye. Fauci, King Fauci reveals meetings with Trump on pandemic response have dramatically decreased. What is it? 2 months ago? We wrote this 2.5 months ago? We said it was over for him? Oh, is that Fauci music we got? Hold on. That's some Fauci music. Bow down to the king. Little Motorhead. That's my Fauci tone. We'll keep that on low while we read about King Fauci. Fauci reveals meetings with Trump on pandemic response have dramatically decreased. During an interview with Stat News, this guy's talking to everybody. This guy would do a spot on Nickelodeon. Fauci, director, he won't talk to us, though. Director of the Center for Disease Control Prevention. That's not his title. This article's wrong. Robert Redfield is the director of the CDC. Anyway, why let facts get in the good way of a story? Get in the way of a good story. Recalled the White House coronavirus task force meeting every single day he was at during the shutdown. Now he's admitting the task force meetings have not really occurred that much. This music is great. We used to have task force meetings every single day, including Saturday and Sunday, and about 75% of the time after the task force meetings, we'd meet with the president, Fauci said. So I was meeting with him 4 times a week back a month or so ago, But as you probably noticed, that the task force meetings have not occurred as often lately, Fauci said, adding, and certainly my meetings with the president have been dramatically decreased. Oh, man, what's this guy going to do now? Poor Fauci's been muscled out. No more coronavirus task force for him. Oh, man, I was on such a roll, man. We need a theme song for Fauci now. We might have to change theme songs here. One is the loneliest number that you ever. Oh, poor Fauci. Man, I was getting a lot of FaceTime, and now, man, this bullshit. I wait till we get another. Just wait till we get another pandemic here in a couple months. I'll show these people. I'm King Fauci will not go away. Oh, man. Poor guy. And he only lives in a $2 million house and has untold millions socked away. Headline, looters swipe $2.4 million worth of watches from Soho Rolex store. That's in, I guess, some Texas coming in. Let me check these real quick. That's in, obviously, Lower Manhattan, Soho, for people who don't know. Okay, deal with those later. Looters broke into a Soho Rolex store during rioting and stole $2.4 million worth of watches, police sources said. Video shows throngs of people making their way. This was on Monday night. Last night. Video shows throngs of people making their way through the front door of the Green Street store before fleeing a short time later. The Rolex store is empty, a police source said. They stole like $2.4 million in Rolexes. The store was one of the many in the neighborhood in Lower Manhattan, looted after daytime protests ended. Social media postings show that a Chanel store, Lululemon, and Apple were among those damaged. NYPD Deputy Commissioner John Miller. Is this guy really still? Is he John Miller still doing this? Hang it up, Miller. Fuck's sake. I won't go away. Like he used to be a spokesman. Then somehow, I don't know, he became a cop. He went from NBC News to being a spokesman to like running the intel division. It's like, dude, you're a fucking reporter. What do you know? Talk about deep state. Said agitators with ties to, I used to work scenes with this guy. Miller was like a menace. Agitators with ties to anarchist groups were using the George Floyd protest to loot and spark violence between... Well, thanks a lot for that intel tip, John. Are they really using the George Floyd protests to spark violence between cops? And man, it's incredible. Incredible. Who wrote this? Where's this from? I don't know what's going on with this story. On the bottom of the story, it's you can read all this stuff at the Pain in the Morning story on True Pundit with the date. So it'll be Pain in the Morning 6/3/20. The bottom of the thing says, the store spokesman said no watches of any kind were stolen, as there weren't any on display in the store. There were simply windows broken and some display cases smashed. So what's going on here, John Miller? NYPD Deputy Commissioner. He's done very well for himself. Store said no watches were stolen. Makes sense. Who the fuck would leave $2.4 million of watches in the city? Go grab them, put them in a suitcase during the day and get out. That's an interesting story. The store spokesman said, nah, nothing was stolen. What? Unfortunate story here. Headline, looters kill retired St. Louis police captain on Facebook Live. Hey, what? We can't. True Pundit can't get a stories out on Facebook without getting hassled, but people can stream a murder of a retired police captain? Great job, Zuckerberg. Great job, buddy. Unbelievable. A retired police captain was fatally shot by looters in St. Louis on Tuesday in a chilling incident apparently aired on Facebook Live. David Dorn, look at this guy, went out on the street like a patriot, like a badass. A 77-year-old former cop who had spent half his life on the Missouri force was shot dead on a sidewalk in front of a pawn shop early Tuesday amid violent protests after the Minnesota police brutality killing of George Floyd and several people, including a state poll. Who's a state poll? I don't know what this means. Said they watched Dorn's murder unfold in a clip on the social media platform. I've just seen a man die on live, man, shaking my head, said State Representative Rasheen Aldridge. Another person suggested that as Dorn lay dying, no one helped him because they were instead choosing to record his death. Boy, that looks familiar. How about George Floyd? Nobody thought, maybe I can go, you know, step in here. We can get so these cops to get off this guy. No, why would you do that when you're filming it? This is great stuff, man. We can put this out. We're going to be famous. Everybody wants to be fucking famous. Right? Put the fucking camera down and help your fellow man. You're not Ansel Adams. You're just an asshole with an iPhone. Somebody's laying in the street, Zapruder. Put down the goddamn camera and help them out, maybe. They want to be virtual heroes. Oh, man, I was the one who filmed that guy who was dying when I could have instead tried to maybe help him and he'd still be alive. I want to be famous. I want likes. I want retweets. I want shares on my Instagram. You see how many shares I got of that dying guy we got on video? Oh, my God, I'm famous now. Fuck you. What I just witnessed on several live streams has made me sicken to my stomach. The man just was shot and killed outside of Lee's Pawn and Jewelry, wrote Marquello Futrell, whose profile says he is a former city cop. It's one thing to be a victim of a robbery assault, but to lie in your own blood pleading for help and no help comes other than people standing around on Facebook Live recording your death all over social media. I'm upset and I can't sleep, he said. Dorn's wife told the paper, St. Louis Dispatch, that her husband was a friend of the pawn shop's owner and would check on the property, including when its burglar alarm went off. There were widespread violent protests in St. Louis overnight. No arrests have been made in the killing. They killed the guy on camera and they still can't make arrests. What the fuck is going on with these people? Another unfortunate story. Cop shot in the head in one of two police-involved shootings at protests in Vegas. I thought folks were saying Vegas was kind of laid back. Doesn't sound that way. Don't worry, I'm sure Metro Police Sheriff Joe Lombardo's on top of it. He's going to bring in the FBI, and 2 years from now they'll say, we don't have a motive for the killing. We have no idea. Like the Vegas massacre at Mandalay Bay. Don't worry, everybody. Everybody relax. Sheriff Joe Lombardo's on the fucking scene. Everybody remember Sheriff Joe Lombardo? This dope one on front of the cameras every time with the FBI sack. In Las Vegas, Aaron Rouse, and just lied to people. We need some Sheriff Lombardo theme music. Let's see here. Sheriff Lombardo is at the podium, baby. Get the SWAT theme going. Sheriff Lombardo. Unfortunately, you don't know what to believe coming out of Las Vegas, but this sounds like it's legit. You know what I mean? With Lombardo at the podium, it's hard to say, but let's see what they say. See, that's the problem when you lie and you're a liar. It's like the boy who cried wolf, right? You don't know what to believe after they lie to you so much and they get caught lying and they just keep on lying. Like the FBI and Lombardo, it's, you don't know what to believe. Then when something really does happen, like this says there are two police-involved shootings and one cop was shot in the head, you don't know if you can believe that because it's coming from Lombardo. You want to believe it. You want to think that people are honest and believe it. So we'll read it. But now because of their track record, like the FBI and Aaron Rouse and Lombardo, you have to take things with a grain of salt. What the local sheriff says were two protest-related shootings in Las Vegas Monday night left a Las Vegas police officer on life support and resulted in the death of a suspect at another scene. Metropolitan Police, here he is, Department Sheriff Joe Lombardo told reporters in an overnight briefing that the demonstrations led to both incidents. He said officers were attempting to disperse a large crowd of demonstrators in front of the Circus Hotel. Circus is, I think if you get shot at Circus, they charge you extra. That place. And on the Vegas Strip. And were being hit with rocks and bottles from the crowd while trying to detain some people. Lombardo said a shot rang out and our officer went down. The officer was on life support and a suspect was in custody. Downtown, city police and federal officers were posted on the stairs of the federal building to protect it from protesters when a man with multiple firearms who appeared to be wearing body armor reached for a firearm, Lombardo said. He was shot by an officer and pronounced dead at the hospital. They all wear body cam, Sheriff. Let's see the body cam footage because you don't have a very good record. Well, let's hope that cop bounces back. Doesn't sound very good. Shot in the head and you're on life support. Although, I have to tell you, tomorrow's podcast with the Navy SEAL, he was shot in the head and came back. So it's not like an impossibility. The direct example tomorrow. What a story. So hopefully this unnamed cop who was shot in the head in Vegas can find some perseverance and prayers and things like that that the SEAL used to survive and literally pull himself out of the ashes. Pull him back from himself back from the gateway to the next world, so to speak. You know, just an incredible story, and we wish this cop the best. And when I was playing the SWAT theme, I wasn't making fun of the cop who was injured, making fun of this dope, his boss. So let's just point that out before everybody like attacks me. Everybody's very sensitive now, and they're worn down from all the news, and people are making wild accusations, and they don't listen to the whole thing, and they're flying off the handle. Everybody needs to chill. Just chill a little bit. Listen through things. Critical of Lombardo for obvious reasons. This one's right in my backyard. West Philadelphia ShopRite looted for 15 hours straight. My mom worked at ShopRite a long time. I worked at ShopRite as a kid stocking shelves. I got kicked out of college before I went back to college. That was my job. I worked night crew at ShopRite. We'll talk about dudes who work hard. During the can sale, everybody from Philly knows, and Jersey knows what the hell I'm talking about in Delaware. You want to... you want to work. Wow. The owner of a West Philadelphia ShopRite says looters ravaged his store for 15 hours straight, taking whatever they wanted from the pharmacy, liquor department, and cash register. Owner Jeff Brown says looters ransacked the ShopRite on Parkside and several other businesses at the Park West Town Center, 52nd Street, over the weekend. 52nd Street's no joke. Obviously. Those are communities that don't have a lot of money and need those stores. So the saddest part of this is that this looting has affected people of color the most, Brown said, and the lack of police protection in those stores is not right. And I could just have to look at some of the footage to see what happened there, especially the poor elderly people that don't have bank accounts. This week they received their income. They live check to check, and they can't go to the check cashing place because it's vandalized, said Atiyah Turner with the Love is the Key Corporation. In anticipation of the looting, a number of stores have been boarded up. Other businesses weren't as lucky, and now they've suffered a complete loss. Very unfortunate. Somebody just sent me that video of that St. Louis retired police captain, David Dorn, who was shot dead by looters when he tried to get them to stop looting a local pawn shop. I would put it on the video screen for the folks watching on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. I would put it up and show it to you. I'm not going to. It's vicious. I've seen like this stuff for, I guess, since I was 19. So you're talking about 27 years or something like that. So to me, it's like, well, that's, but if you've never seen somebody like this lay in the street and bleed out, I'm not going to be the guy that shows it to you on the podcast. I'm not going to be, you don't need to see it. We talked about it and, whatever your imagery was when we were talking about it, it's about 20 times worse. What's going on in this country, man? Well, somebody's grandfather, somebody's father, black guy, laying there in the street, bleeding out, nobody helping him. People filming and running around yelling, but nobody helping him. One guy was concerned, yes. So, wow. New headline. Illinois man accused of passing out explosives at Minneapolis George Floyd protest. Federal prosecutors, I need a drink of water. I apologize. Federal prosecutors have arrested an Illinois man, they say, attended a George Floyd protest in Minneapolis and recorded himself handing out explosives and saying, "We came to riot." Matthew Lee Rupert, 28, of Galesburg, Illinois, described by prosecutors as having distinctive gold teeth, was charged Monday with civil disorder, carrying on a riot and possession of unregistered destructive devices. They said the video he shot at the protest was more than 2 hours long and he posted to his Facebook account. Another? See these guys? They all want to be fucking Zapruder and Ansel Adams, these guys. Everybody wants to be Spielberg. Street Spielberg. Okay? Out causing trouble just to get famous on social media. I don't realize that every goddamn video and when you post it has leads the cops right back to you. You might as well have left breadcrumbs like Hansel and Gretel back to your crib. Stupid. in the video, Rupert passes out explosive. He indicates he possessed, encourages others to throw his explosives at law enforcement officers, actively damages property, appears to light a fire to a building and light a building on fire and loot businesses in Minneapolis, the complaint says. This guy is really, he's going for his own reality show. You're going to be doing a fucking Scared Straight show, pal. See how they like your ass in prison. At the timestamp of 5 minutes, 11 seconds, Rupert stated, "We came to riot." The complaint also quotes Rupert as saying, "Light that bitch and throw it at them," to another person. That person, the complaint says, lit a device and threw it in the direction of police. According to the complaint, on Sunday, Rupert posted more videos to his Facebook account showing him in and around the Chicago area. Oh, he's branching out. He's freelancing. We got a runaway viral hit, man. We're going to another city. He can be heard saying in that video, "Let's start a riot and I'm going to start doing some damage," the complaint says. You know what you're going to be doing now? Laundry in the joint. Or your cellmate. I'm sorry I had to say that. You want to play, you got to pay. Take it from me. Mayhem. New headline. Mayhem. Four police officers shot during a long night of violence and destruction in St. Louis. So in addition to the retired 77-year-old cop who got gunned down and left to bleed out in the street, this is where we're at. Four police officers were shot in downtown St. Louis early Tuesday as a day of peaceful protests turned. Peaceful protests? Give it up. Just after midnight, four officers, all men, were. Yeah, it's four cops were shot. Another guy was gunned down and killed, former cop. But it's a peaceful protest, everybody, right? Yeah. They make it sound like, you know, no big deal. It's a peaceful protest. What? You're writing this thing. Four cops are shot and they're writing it like, you know. Kumbaya. Someone's rioting, kumbaya. Cops are being shot. It's not a peaceful march or protest. Little journalism help there. StLouisToday.com. Just after midnight, four officers, all men, were shot near the 16th and Olive Streets. All four were conscious, and authorities said their injuries were not thought to be life-threatening. "I believe some coward randomly shot at the police line," St. Louis Police Chief John Hayden said. Hayden held a news conference about 1:45 a.m. and said two officers were shot in the leg, and one was shot in the foot, and one more was shot in the arm. An exasperated Hayden said he was trying to make some sense of the night's mayhem. "I don't know what else to say," he said. "This is horrible." St. Louis Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson said firefighters were slowed by protesters in response to a fire at 7-Eleven. It's because they were stealing the ATM. "We had people lying down in the street," Jenkerson said, adding that trash cans were rolled up into the street and became obstacles for fire trucks to maneuver around. This is like Grand Theft fucking Auto. You ever play that game? You're like, oh, this is crazy, man. If real life was, and now it's real life. It's insane. You know what I said? You know, I said earlier tonight on the More Pain show, if I had to stop and take a quick little break there because my dog came barreling in. He was scratching at the door, so I paused and I let her in. She's snoozing. She runs the house. It's unbelievable the power this dog has. I said earlier on the Moore Payne show, if Cuomo wants to stop these rioters, all he has to do is just send them to a long-term care facility. They won't last long there. Just ask 10,000 dead New York seniors. It's like the Roach Motel. You can check in, but you can't check out. Thanks to our buddy Cuomo. As we wrap this thing up here, I don't know how long we've been going. I can't see that far. I wanted to do a quick look in on New York City. See what we can find here. Stay with me because there's a lot of stuff breaking. I got some messages while I was on air. Let me sort through them. Breaking, the Pentagon is sending 1,600 active duty U.S. military troops to Washington, D.C. That's breaking. What else? Yeah, that's one of the big news. Let's see what else came in. Mayhem in the streets. Let me see if I can pull some of this up. Hold on. Type in here. See what's going on in New York real time. It's 11:27 p.m. on, obviously, Tuesday night. Let's see if I can get the feed up here. You got volume? I think I fixed the... De Blasio resigned. Hey, Bronco, I fixed the echo. Mr. Bronco's busting my chops about the echo. Look at this one. Let's go full screen on this. This guy got beat up just because he's white. This guy talking about. Got beat up because he was white. It's a tough rally. Black lives matter, I guess. This guy's white life didn't matter much. Be careful who you hang out with, buddy. Maybe things, the tides are changing. They're turning on each other. The rioters. Let's see. Oh, you better watch out. After you want a taxi cab. Look at this. This is the craziest shit I've seen. That's undercover. That's not cash cab. You want to play games out there? Taxi, anyone? I don't think so. Police car taxi. Surprise, fool. What are y'all doing? Let's see what else we got. Uh-oh. This is big trouble. Spider-Man in the house. Spider-Man on the Manhattan Bridge climbing up. What? Oh, no. I think we found Fauci. He got a sign. It says COVID-19. No, I'm kidding. I think it's Fauci. How's he going to get down? Some guy yells, do a flip from the bridge. Yeah, he'll get right on that, you cement head. Get a job, you bum. What else we got? Oh, this one's bad. Whoa. Look at this one. These are cops getting rolled. and then fighting back. And then got more problems. I got some dork out here in a windbreaker. It says NYPD legal. Seems like you first time on the street, buddy. Learn how to use the fucking asp. Swing that thing like a mini bat. Yeah. It's chaos. This is the stuff we talked about tonight on More Pain. It's complete chaos. What else is happening? That's about it. A lot of action. As the night heats up, we'll see what happens. A couple trash can fires. What else? They're supposed to remove all the trash cans from the streets. This is 8 minutes ago. Sounds like somebody's being arrested. Cops got a couple people. Now they're beating on the cop.
Yo! Yo!
Oh. Yeah, this is what we're dealing with. The cops shouldn't even be out on the street unless they're traveling in a pack, man. These guys are... That's what happens when you give these people a couple days to assemble without much... much pushback or effective pushback, because the city literally has the cops handcuffed in many instances. This will continue to get, all right. 30 minutes ago, NYPD dispatches numerous prison buses into New York. Now we're talking. Cuff them and stuff them. That's how you got to deal with them. You know? These guys playing footsie for... I understand. A lot of them didn't have a choice. Let's see here. This is supposed to be curfew. Was there they got a bunch of people trapped on the bridge, it looks like. They might have trapped them on the bridge. The old bridge trick. You seal one end, it's like an ant farm. You put the bait at one end and then you seal it with cops. And then you seal the other end. Then you arrest everybody in the middle. Maybe that's where the prison buses are going. Load them up. Y'all going downtown. Wow. So... a lot of stuff going on. What the hell is TMZ doing? Have to look at that. I don't know. TMZ. Messing around in New York. We saw that clip. Okay, so you get the gist of what's going on here. You get the gist. Look for our other podcast later this morning. The main podcast. I'm happy with the way it came out. Although I'm putting the finishing touches on it right after I finish this. Appreciate all the folks out there on patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit. Shout out to you guys for the support. Helping support us. And that's the main way to support us right now. We'll be back later today with the big podcast. And a really hell of a guest. We talked about earlier. Then we'll see you tomorrow. Again, take care. God bless you. Hang in there. I need money, God. Lord.